WGRR presents the Tim Carter American Historical Ask the Builder Show. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. This is WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati, and I am Tim Carter, and we are doing the Ask the Builder Show right now for the next hour from 6 until 7. And I don't know about you, but I am excited. We've got Steve Mann here today. We've got Ryan, and we've got Brad, and we're going to have a good time for the next hour. So, and you're going to be part of it, whether you like it or not. But I'll tell you one thing. Get ready to learn a little bit about some new tools. Because I don't even know that if I could have the entire hour and spend the entire hour talking about it. That's not enough time. I spent the last 3 days in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I should say rainy Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the Sears Editors Conference. And it is this annual gig that I'm invited to. And I have to tell you, it's spectacular. And this year was a banner year. I think I've been going about 9 years. We were trying to figure it out, a couple of my buddies who were there. And, you know, some years you go, and it's kind of ho-hum. It's like, boy, okay, yeah, those are kind of pretty neat tools. But some years, it's like, wow, there are some really exciting tools. Well, this year, there were quite a few very exciting tools. And the timing's perfect, because Father's Day is right around the corner. Or even if you want to get a tool for that other special someone, and they're not a father, hey, this is a great time to buy. So we're going to be spending a lot of time during the show, and I'm going to be telling you a lot about those tools. So, you know, stick around for that. You may even want to get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen to write some of the points down about what I'm talking about. And I'll even have the exact model numbers for you. And that's often very important. Because you go into one of these Sears stores with all these tools, and all of a sudden they all kind of look the same. And actually, some of the people on the floor, they might not be as up to date with some of these things because they are so new. So get a piece of paper and a pencil ready, and you'll have some great Father's Day gift ideas coming up. If you want to call in and ask me a question about your house, of course, that's easy to do as well. 749-1035, 749-1035. I'd love to have you on the show. Love to try to answer your question. I don't care what it might be about. And, of course, if you're going to do a project today, you might want to think about doing it a little early because the forecast is for a possibility of rain this afternoon. So, you know, if you're working with a material that could be affected by water, like let's say you're patching some concrete, you know, you want to get on it early so that after about 3-4 hours, the concrete's unaffected by the water. Same thing with painting with latex paint. This is a really good example of why not to be careful when you paint with latex paint this time of year. You know, we've got very high humidity this morning. You could actually start to paint in just an hour or so outdoors. And you go back in 2 or 3 hours, and that paint's not dry yet. And it's really simple because the humidity in the air is so high, the water in the paint just has no place to go. So if you start doing that and it starts to rain, it can actually wash the paint off the side of a house. I've seen it happen before. It can be a huge mess. So just kind of keep that weather in the back of your mind as you do some of these outdoor projects. So once again, if you want to give me a holler, it's easy to do, 749-1035. But first, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Sears Editors Conference and some of these tools. I'll tell you what. I'm going to start with just kind of randomly with some of these tools, but the one that really got my attention, some of the things that I wish I would have had years ago when I was still building every day, they now have these incredible portable table saws. If you're a hobbyist or you're a do-it-yourselfer, you know that if you want to get really straight cuts in certain types of situations, you have to use a table saw. And in the past, you've had to get a table saw that just it's always set up. And we've started to have, over the years, a few table saws come in that are portable that kind of collapse and fold down. But they've just always been, they've been lightweight. They just haven't been rugged. They just haven't had the precision and the power that a real table saw would have. Well, those days are over. The Sears now has this portable table saw, this professional one. It's model number 21829. It's a 10-inch saw, and it is... I just can't even begin to describe all the things that it has. One of the nicest features that I like, it also has built-in to one side of the table, a router table. And you might not think that's important, but if you're out on a job and you want to make some of your own special little pieces, typically in the past you've had to bring a router table with you to the job site. Not anymore. You just kind of hook your router right underneath the table of the table saw. You've already got the fence of the table saw. You're in business. You're ready to go. So that's just one of the many neat features. It's just got a fantastic stand. It's extremely stable. So that 10-inch table saw, the portable one, just it just rocks.